Okay, today's shiur is Bavasra Kuf Lamed Gimel. It is sponsored again, Lazechen Elu'ilu Nishmas, Yosef Rafal Ben Isar. We continue Kuf Lamed Beis and Mabeis, a number of very interesting inyanim that come up on today's daf. Okay, so we will start with the second to last line of Kuf Lamed Beis and Mabeis. We are in three stories that were in the second of three stories, which relate to what we have been discussing in terms of a woman giving up on some of her ksuba rights when she gets some of nechasim that were given to her by her husband. Again, how do we get into this? Because it relates to the idea of a woman getting certain rights while the other children get Yerusha. So splitting up the Yerusha, we're going to get back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, which is the context of these dafim, daf kuf lamed, we have the Mishnah. We're going to get back to that in a few minutes, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, but first, second to last line, this is the second story. The first one was yesterday, where he split up his property to his two daughters and gave the woman some peros, and the Gemara ended up saying it's only peros. So she's not mochelos on anything if she doesn't get any karka if it's only peros. That was story number one. Now story number two, second to last line. Hahu da'amar lahu, tlasa labras, utlasa labras, utlasa la'isas. What if he split it up a third, a third, a third, a third to a daughter, a third to a daughter, and a third to a wife? So there she gets a third of the nechasim, including the karka. So she is mochelos. She will assume that's a serious type of gift. She didn't say anything that I don't want this to be in place of my ksuba. So we assume that she was mochalas. The problem is shchivachada mibante. One of the daughters died before the husband did. So once the daughter dies, so the question is, does it go back to the father? And as we said yesterday, that even if a woman is mochelos on her ksuba, she's only mochelos on the properties that the husband has at the time of the gift. But if the husband gets anything after the gift, so she's not mochelos on that. As it says in the ksuba, what I'm going to get. So what is this considered? This was his. He gave it. He designated it as a Yerusha. He earmarked it as a Yerusha for one of the daughters. But then it comes back to him. So Sava Rav Papi Lameimar, Rav Papi thought to say, Lo Shakla Latlasa, tough luck on this wife. Why? She could only collect a third that she already received, but the third that had gone to the daughter and now is going back to the husband, she still cannot collect from. This is not like bought nechasim afterwards. Why? Rashbam explains, because she was machalos on them. She's machalos. Second to last line of the Rashbam, Sover of Popula Meimar, Les Lola Itza Elatzlas Tilta to Yavla Baila, to Meha Tilta the Chazar Vekana Les Lemidi. From this one that she got back, nothing. Shrei Lomi Makam Acher Baliado. This didn't come from a different source. Amakam Acher. Elame Osa Nechasin Atzman Shelbano Shekvar Machla Haisha Sha'av Shibuda Aleihem. She already was mochelos on this. So what? That it went from the daughter and then the husband got it back. It doesn't matter. She was already mochelos on it. So Rav Papi thought that she shouldn't get it. So the Rashbam's lashon is that she was mochelos on it. The Ritva's lashon is slightly different. She was Mesiach Das and Mesalik Atzma from getting this. It's not literally Mocheles, but Min Hadin, where is it? Havi Savar, Ki Min HaNachasama Eila Shechilek Lagamre Machla Zuchasa Delo Aska Adaita Sheyavo Odler Shuso. She didn't think it would ever come back into his Rishus. She didn't think that the daughter would die before the husband. So that's why she put it out of her mind. But Amalei Rav Kahana says, no. Ilu hadr kani milo shakla, if he would be kona something new, wouldn't she take from that? V'kivan ilu hadr kani shakla, and since that's true, since if he would be kona something more, then she would take from it. Hashanami shakla. So too here. Meaning, what's the connection? Well, the question was that, you know, this is considered new. And that's what Rebbe Rav Kahana is saying, that you know, once he's kona something new, meaning the you look at the shibud at the moment in time, but if this is now coming back to him, it is good enough. And that what the Rashbam says, v'chein halacha, the first medium line. Okay, that's story number two. Next, story number three. Hahu de palginhu l'nichse l'itse ulabaneha l'banei. A man is splitting up his property between his wife and his children. Shir chad dikla, and he leaves out one decal, one palm tree, that he does not give to anybody. He keeps it for himself. one dekel tree. Sava Ravina Lameimar less la elachadikla. So Ravina thinks to say, well, she was mochelas on all the stuff that went to her children, right, or to the husband's children, but there's a dekel tree left, so she'll get the dekel tree. That's where the rest of her ksuba will come from. Amar le Rav Yemel Ravina. E lesla chadik lanami lesla. No, same kind of thing. If she's mocheles and she has the attitude of what I'm getting is my ksuba, then she should be mocheles on everything, including what's left in the property of the husband. But that's not true. We know that she can collect from what's left. El amigu de nachta ladikla nachta nami lekulu nichsi. Once she is mocheles, since she is not mocheles on the dikla, she could go down to the dikla. She could collect her ksuba from what's left in the rishus of the husband. So therefore, she could go down to all the nechasim, even what was given over to the children. The fact that the husband leaves something over ruins the whole thing. When is she mocheles on her ksuba? Only if the husband gives out all his nechasim. And she doesn't say anything. But if there's anything left, then we assume she's saying that, okay, I'll collect. She doesn't feel the need to have to say anything. This ends the discussion, the blot that came up related to a husband giving his wife some type of property and her being mochelos. The Rashbam here has a very nice sikum of all of these halachas. I'll just read you four of the lines. It says about the 10th to last medium line. It starts off Hashta Shaminon at the end of the line, right after a dot. It says Hashta Shaminon. The next eight lines are everything you have to know about halacha about this. So Hashta Shaminon Mehacha Deshchiv Mira Hakosif Gonachasav. O mechalek lebanav b'fnei yishto, a shchimira who gives all of his property, or gives some, or splits up his property to his children in front of his wife. V'gam lo nasan karka kol shehu v'shaska, and also she received some karka and she was quiet. V'lo ir ara, and she did not complain about it. V'hu adinim kasav kol nechasav la'achirim b'faneha. V'lo kasav karka kol shehu, or if he gave away all of the rest of his achasim and did not leave her anything, kanu shari mach. She cannot collect from them, as we saw yesterday, because she was ibda ksubasa. Dibaasa, skipping a line. Dibaasa shutaf talia milsa lo shna imbanav lo shna imacherim. Fine. And now he has four limitations. Number one, which summarizes basically all the stories that we've had. Number one, v'hani mili kishachile kol nachasav lishto liyarshav. That's if he gave away all of his property. Gave away nothing left for him. Aval shir afilu dekel echad, then a karka kol shehu shelo pirish lemi. Well, if he left one for himself, then that the whole thing doesn't apply, as we just had in the last story. Migu denachta ledichla, nachta lekule nechase. That is one limitation. Go to the second to last skinny line. Vidavka bishakasav la karka kol shehu. Aval amnasav la metaltalin velo karka lo mikri shutav ben abanim. Like we had yesterday, only karka works. If she gets it, she's mochelas. If metaltalin is not chashav enough, we don't think she was mochelas anything. Number three, first wide line. Vahani mili divda ksubasa mihanu nichse shekasav labanav. He or she only loses from the nechasim that are there then. But avalim hader basrachiv akani nichse achrini. If the husband gets more afterwards, so then she's not mochelas that. She's not mochelas on what the husband gets. So again, what do we have so far? He has to give away all his nechasim. He has to give her karka. He has to not get any more property. If he gets more property, then she could be tori from that. End of the second wide line. Vidafka shchiv meira kedamron la'el. This only applies to a shchiv meira. Aval bori shechelak nechasav lebana. But if somebody who is healthy who does it and gives away all his property, as we said yesterday, maybe she thinks to herself, okay, he'll get more property tomorrow. How is she supposed to know that he's not going to get any more property? So she is not mochelas. Okay, that's the rule. She's mochelas on it, but with all of these limitations. Only all the nechasim, only karka, only if he doesn't get anything more, and only shchivira. Okay, that's a summary of this blot, Kuflame Beis, right here in the Rashbam. Okay, we continue. Amar Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna. Now we're getting back to the context of these dafim, and that was the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. If you remember Daf Kuf Lamed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Ha'omer Al Misha Al Roy Liyarsho, then it works. If somebody wants to give his Yerusha to one of his Yarshim, so then it is all going to work. So Amar Rav Huna, Shchiv Mira Shekasav Kol Nechasav La'acher. If a Shchiv Mira gives all of his property to someone else, and he does not specify if he's giving it Mishum Yerusha or Mishum Matana. He does not specify. He's giving it all of his property to someone else. Ro'in im roi liyarsho, notlim mishim yerusha. V'im lam notlim mishim matana. If somebody's roi liyarsho, then fine, he takes it mishim yerusha. If not, it's a matana, it's a matna shchiv mira. As we've said in the past, the Rambam describes in Hilchas Zechiyah, there are special rules by a matna shchiv mira, which Be'ez Hashem we will have in depth in the next parak, in the ninth parak, Baba Basra. That's where all the major rules of shchiv mira are in Shas. And midrabanan, shchiv mira is allowed to act without specific kinyanim, shelo titarev daito, so that his mind is set at ease. We don't want to cause any more pain, which might hasten the end. So therefore, we have rule breakers for shchiv mira. So that's what he says. It's either a Yerusha or a Matana, depending if it's royal Yarsho. Amale Rav Nachman, ganve genuvi lamalcha. What are you, a ganav? You're a ganav. You're saying something that you're giving off the impression that it's your shita. You're saying something. Isfir like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Eimel like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. What's your problem? Just say it's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Dashmaitzech Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka u'dazla. Your topic, your statement is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So what are you stealing? What's the issue here? What's the real complaint? So the Rashbam says people are going to misunderstand what you're saying. That's what he's saying. The Rashbam says that. About the 10th wide line or so, Shelo Yavinu Bnei Adam, end of Dibur Maskali Sfira. People are going to think, oh, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, but he's not saying it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Broka, so it must be mean something different. They're going to misunderstand what you're saying. That's the Rashbam. But the Pshuto Shel HaGemara might be understood as saying, no, you are not saying a Dover B'Shem Amro. And that Gufa is a problem. There are many sources all over Shas. Amro Yehuda Amarav Amro. Right, you always quote in the name because we had a week ago, at least the first and last person in the chain. Right? At least the first and last person in the chain. You don't have to say everybody in the middle. I heard it from him, ordered from him, ordered from him, ordered from him. Right? I heard it from him who heard it in the name of blank, the source. So that's what he's complaining about. That you have to say B'Shem Amro. So there is a beautiful Maimar from Rabatisio Solomon, which I think we've alluded to a few times in the past, and I said if I get to it, I'll mention it, but this time I'll say it now, so I don't lose out, because there's a lot more coming up. Matnas Chaim, he just came out with a new volume, actually. But here, and there's Matnas Chaim on Ma'amarim, he has one, actually on Moadim, he has one call to Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. And he says, what's the big deal? Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, maybe Geula La'olam, you bring a Geula if I say it in his name. So what exactly is the depth of that statement? So he starts off with a question, famous question, and that is, why is Moshe Rabbeinu not mentioned in the Haggadah? Isn't it? Why not? So he quotes based on a gra. That what does it mean, Omer Davar B'Shem Amro? What it means is, based on a gra and a maharal, that Omer Davar B'Shem Amro reflects that I am not taking credit for what is happening. You're right, it's talking in a limited way, it's talking about a statement. But what about a life type of attitude of Omer Davar B'Shem Amro? I don't take credit for the actions that are occurring. Esther, right in the context, let me read you the Maharal. V'yesh lodas, ki kashar HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi ge'ula. When Hashem wants to bring a ge'ula, a redemption, Hashem Yisparach rotze sheyet'u, ki hu Yisparach pa'avolo, yomer lo Hashem Yisparach pa'al kozos. He will only use messengers and tools and people who will not take the recognition themselves, but will make everyone realize that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yedu Mitzrayim, ki ani Hashem b'hotzi osam eretz Mitzrayim. Lefichach, imlo haisa Esther ba'alas midazos. If Esther wouldn't have been having this trait of not taking the credit, that Hashem wouldn't have used her. Hashem only uses people with the attitude of not taking credit to bring geula. Ha'omer davar b'shem amro. If somebody has the attitude of b'shem amro, b'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'shem it wasn't me, mevi geula le'olam. That he brings the geula because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use them as a tool to bring geula. He midas emes amuka benefesh adam asher inena no senes lo lehis ater ba'atar shena shalo v'asher al yada hu sholo me'atzmo kol maila shena shalo u'miyachiz kol davar al makaro hara'ui v'rak bal midas zu ro'i lahavi geula la'olam. And that's why Moshe is the Eidu Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, says Rav Matisyo, Eidu Maisa Bodeid, Elamida Huba Adam, Vehi Midas Ha'anava Hanovas, Vimidas Ha'emes, She'inu No Senes Lo Lizkov Azchus O Shum Davar, She'inu Shayech Lo. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is not in the Haggadah, because that's Gufa showing why he merited to be the one to bring the geula. That highlights why he was chosen. It doesn't say Moshe, because that's dafka why Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen. Because he didn't take any credit. He even quotes beautifully, amazing. The Medjer says that in Midian, it said what the Benos Midian, Benos Yisro told him, Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu Miad Haroim. Right, an Egyptian man saved me from the shepherds. Right, and one Chazal says, "Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for that because he didn't say, oh, I'm not a Mitzri. I'm like Moshe. I'm like Yosef Atzadik. Fine, but there's another Medrash. It's Mitzri. It's Lanam Yadaroim. The Medrash Tanchuma. Mashal Echad Shenashlu Haarod. Vayarus Litein Ragel B'Mayim. There was somebody who was bitten by a snake, and he runs to put his feet in the water. Nasnu Lanar Vayarod Tinok Echad Shu Shokeh B'Mayim. And he sees a baby who's drowning, and he staves the baby. So the Tinok says, oh." Baruch Hashem, thanks to you, I didn't die. So he says, no, thank the snake. Because without the snake, I wouldn't have had to come to the water in order to wash off my cut, and I wouldn't have seen you. So it's really the snake. Says the Medrash, Amar Lehem Moshe, Ish Mitzri, Oso Mitzri Sheharagti, Hu Hitzil Eschem. Ish Mitzri, Zlatim Yadaroim, it wasn't him, it was the Mitzri that I killed, and because of that, I had to leave Mitzrayim and run up to Midian. Moshe said it's all the orchestration of events from behind. Ish Mitzri, that Ish Mitzri. Because Moshe doesn't take any credit for anything. Everything is the cycle of events. That's what it means. Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Somebody who takes the credit. That's somebody who's not Davar B'Shem Amro. And this relates to, it continues with Moshe Rabbeinu taking, Moshe and Aaron taking credit for the rock. Maybe that's why they were punished. I mean, Asel Azen Notzi Lechemayim. Right, that's part of why they were punished. Because then maybe he was not doing what he normally did. But that is the part of the Matnas Chaim in Moadim. Feel free to look it up. So that is what Rav Nachman is getting upset about to Rav Huna. He says, what do you mean? If you're saying like Rav Nachman Broka, then just say it. Says the Gemara that Rav Nachman continues. He says, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, you're a ganav. He says, Dilma ki hakamrin, is this what you really meant? As follows, is this what you were really trying to say? There was somebody who is dying, who's on his deathbed. And they asked him, who should we give your property to? Should we give it to so-and-so? And he answers, Elaman, who else? He doesn't really say it explicitly. He just says, who else? The Amites law and law. And that's the case you're talking about? Is that the case that you're trying to emphasize? Meaning what? The Rashbam explains that Rav Nachman is really saying, are you really trying to emphasize the difference between Yerusha and Matana? Rav Nachman Broka just says the din of Misha Royal Yersho Yarshes. But is that what you're trying to say? You're trying to emphasize the difference between Yerusha and Matana? So Amalei in Hachi Kamina. Yeah, you got it. That's what I was trying to say. Don't accuse me, please. That's what I was trying to say. And by the way, Derech Aga, the Rishonim point out, this is another kula of Matnas Shchimirai. Could use some. He doesn't even say give it to so and so. He just answers, who else? Of course you give it to him, right? So that's also a kula. So the Gemara says that's what he was trying to say. Lamai Helchasa, Lamai Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina if it is Mishum, if it is a Lashon of Yerusha or a Lashon of Matana? So the Gemara is about to give a nafkamina. The Achronim wonder, there are other nafkaminas, major nafkaminas. The difference between Yerusha and Matana. One is a ksos we mentioned a couple of days ago. The ksos we mentioned, could a person be chozer bo? After he does hanchala to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he gives it to one of the sons. Could he be chozer bo? No, I want to give it to so-and-so instead. So the ksos says he can't be chozer bo. Because once you give it, it's Yerusha. And you can't take away Yerusha. Now if you want to take it away, it's masna mashagas ba Torah. You're trying to change what it says in the Torah. Unless the Kso says, you change it and you say, this one should Yarshin. Yerusha to Yerusha, you can keep changing. But if you want to give it to somebody, you can't. Says the Nesivos, I'm sorry. Yes, you can. Until the person dies, you gave it to him, you give it to him. So maybe he, because the Nesivos says, deep down at root, it's a Matana. Deep down at root, it's a Matana. Some Achronim say, maybe it's a Din Matana, even though it's to a Yoresh. Because the language of Rav Nachman Broka is still Yerusha. But either way, Machlokas Ksos and Nesivos, whether you can retract it. Maybe that's a nafkamina between Yerusha and Matana. So why didn't the Gemara say that nafkamina? Says the Pnei Shlomo, beautiful thought, based on the Tosas. Pnei Shlomo is Shlomo Gansri, the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in his commentary on Baba Basra. I think we only have a Pnei, I only know of a Pnei Shlomo on Baba Basra. Maybe there are on a couple of other Mesechtas as well. But Pnei Shlomo says, no, the Gemara is looking for a nafkamina between Matana and Yerusha. In a nafkamina of Chazara, that wouldn't be a nafkamina between Matana and Yerusha, because your second, your Chozerbo, it's no longer a Matana. You want to find a nafkamina between two things that exist. If the nafkamina is, can you uproot it, and therefore it doesn't exist anymore, maybe that's Gemara's not interested in that type of nafkamina. It's true. That's true, but that's not a real nafkamina between Yerusha and Matana where it would still exist. He says that's the lo ma'id l'meimer nafkamina elokshu notlan be'mishum Yerusha be'mishum Matana. You want it to both exist and give that nafkamina. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, interesting, I saw in one of the Achronim suggest the Mishmeres Kahuna. Why didn't it say the chilik of if the one who's makabal this goes and marries a woman with it? Right, if it's Mishum Matana, Mitama, right, if it's Matana, so then we're going to see in a minute, it's only his Midrabanan. Manashchim Mirazit, Midrabanan, till he actually gets it. But Kiddushin, Daraisa, I'm sorry, Yerusha, Yerusha's Daraisa, the Allah of Rechman Broker is based on a Pasuk. Biyoman Chilo Asbanav, we paskin that way. So if it's Mishum Yerusha, maybe the person could take it to a woman and get married with it. If it's Mishum Matana, it's only Dirabanan. And if it's only a Kenyan Dirabanan, maybe he can't get married with it. Maybe that's a nafkamina. So why isn't that there? So maybe he doesn't answer, maybe one can answer this. With we know there is a precedent that even though something is a kinyan derabanan, it can achieve a chalos daraisa. There are examples of that. Mai mishlashtan. The big machlokas rishon, whether mai mishlashtan is his one of the hilchos of lotaimas, whether that's works on a, that's a kinyan derabanan. Does that work for a chalos daraisa? Right? There is a radvaz, chalipin. We don't paskin this way, but the Radvaz says Chalipin's Durabanan, because it's based on a pasuk from Rus. Right? Plays right the pasuk from Rus. So the Radvaz says Durabanan. Chalipin works the Daraisa, works to create Chalos Daraisa. Or even so, the most famous possible Durabanan is the Rambam Lagbini Filchasishus, where the Rambam talks about the three dark Yakidushin, and the Rambam says, V'likuchin elu mitzvah asei shol Torah heim. This likuchin, this kiddushin, is a mitzvah da'oraisa. U'be'echon mishlosh advar ma'isha niknes. A woman is married in three ways. Be'kesef b'shtar o'be'bia. Be'bia u'b'shtar min ha'Torah. Ve'kesef mi'divrei sofrim. This Rambam is probably up there, top 10 Rambams with how much has been written on it. Maybe in the top 5 even, in all of Mishnah Torah. I would be, go out on a limb to say this Rambam, right? Because also it's a Rambam that's learned in the yeshivas, Kiddushin, right? But there's others as well. But this is, I would put this in the top 10 Rambams of literature written about it. So, Kesef Midivrei Sofrim. Kesef Midivrei Sofrim. Everybody said Midivrei Sofrim. First of all, what does Midivrei Sofrim mean? So, if it really means Durabanan, so then this could be an example of a, you're married, Eishes Ish Daraisa. So this could be another example of a kinyan derabanan achieving a chalos daraisa. Fine. Situmta might be another example. Shaking hands. Shaking hands. Is that a daraisa? That again could be a kinyan derabanan. It's based on the mode minag hamakom. We have this in Baba Metzia. And it achieves a chalos daraisa. But rove of the commentaries, rove of the mefarshim, you don't have to look farther than the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, assume that divrei sofrim does not mean derabanan. Divrei Sofrim just means that it is learned out from a drushes chazal. Because after all, kicha kicha misnei Ephron. We learn out kesef kiddushin from a drusha, from a gzeira shava. The Rambam just calls it Divrei Sofrim because it's not explicit in the Torah. It is just learned out from a drusha. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. That's what they both say. So that it wouldn't be a raya. Either way, there is another girsa that's quoted that I've mentioned in the past, and that is the Ramach's girsa, which is quoted at Shlashtan Minat Torah. Which there is evidence to that, but that's another girsa that is quoted. Even though the Kesef Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah don't accept that girsa. Like I mentioned, that my father when he was in the Vatican, he saw that girsa on an old Rambam. But anyway, that is Hilchas Ishus. That's another example. Okay, let's go weiter. So what is the answer that the Gemara says? The Gemara says the Nafkamina. So we just asked, why didn't it say the Nafkamina of Chazara? Why didn't it say the Nafkamina of Kiddushin? What chiluk does it say? So, Savar Avada Barava Kamei Durava Lameimar Imroi LeYarsho Almanaso Nizonis Minachasov. If it's Yerusha, then the Almana gets fed from the Nechasim. Right? The Almana, if the husband dies after Yerusha, there's a Tanai Ksuba that she still gets Mizonos until she gets remarried. Unless she gets remarried, she gets fed from the Nechasim. V'yimlav, ein almanasa nizonos minchasa. But if it's a Matana, so that she doesn't get it. The husband gave away the stuff. So Amalei Rava, one second. Migra Gara. What do you mean? It's going to be worse? So hashda b'yerusha d'oraisa amart almanasa nizoras minachasav by yerusha d'oraisa, where the yarshim have a d'oraisa claim on it, the woman still gets mizonos from it. There's a takanika tanaik suba b'matana d'rabanan l'kol shekein, by a matana where the receiver is only getting midrabanan, because there's a matna shchiv meira, which is a matana lachamisa is only d'rabanan. Surely l'kol shekein. Right, the Ritva expands on this, that it's only Drabana. The Ritva has a nice lashon. Deminadin eino yachol lahaknos la'achar misa. V'lo ba'amira, ela mishum shlo titarev daito alav. Asa uhu chachamim ke'ein yerusha d'araisa. So, how is it that she's not going to get it? If she gets it by Yerusha d'araisa, surely she should get it by Matana d'Rabanan. So, El Amar Rava, you're right, there's a different difference. El Amar Rava, Kedeshalach, Rav Acha, Bar Rav Avio, the following. L'Div Rabbi Yochanan Broka, we have this already. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan Broka, who says you can give it to somebody who's royally Yersha, what if you try to do two steps? Nechasai l'cha, v'acharecha l'ploni. I want to give my nechazim to you, and afterwards to so-and-so. Imhaya Rishon royally Yersha, Ein l'sheni b'makam rishon klum. If you give it to two in a line, the first one gets it. The first one is the Yoresh. Never gets to the second one because there's no stopping Yerusha. She'ein lashon matana el lashon Yerusha, because lashon Yerusha by Rav Yochanan Mebroka works through Yerusha. The Yerusha ein lahefsek, and Yerusha doesn't stop. And therefore, if it's a Yerusha, then this halacha applies. If it's a matana, the halacha would not apply. It would able to be hofsak. So Amar Lei, Rav Alar Rav Nachman v'ha'afsaka. But what do you mean? Didn't he make the Tanai? He said, I wanted to go to you and then to you. So didn't he stop it? So who savar yesh lahefsak? He thought he's able to. V'rachmana Amar ein lahefsak. But the Torah says, it is not. It is not. Okay. Here we go. Ready? I'm going to change something that you might have thought all your life. What happens if you say, Nechasai lecha v'acharecha lehektish? Right, this says, Nechasai lecha v'acharecha leploni. What happens if you say, Nechasai lecha v'acharecha lehektish? If you give some Mishim Yerusha, but you say, if my Yoresh dies or runs out, then it's going to the Beis HaMikdash. It's going at Staka. What's the halacha there? So there is a Rashba. A long Rashba in a tshuva. Chelek Gimel. Chela Gimel Simen Kufchaf Beis, where the Rashba was asked this question. The halacha was Reuven lo ha'ilo banim ki bas achas. Reuven had one daughter, and when he was niftar, he gave all the chasim to his daughter, and he said, "Im tamus habas below vlad, if my daughter dies without children, whether it's before she gets married or after she gets married, then it should all go to hektish aniyim. Should all go to tzedakah. If I don't have a grandson from this daughter, it all should go to tzedakah. And v'yachar mitzvah av machra abas meosan nechasim. After the father died, the daughter sold some of the properties, and then she died without children. So the ones who bought it want to say, "Hey, we get to keep it." But the daughter, the aniyim say, "Hey, tzedakah, it's all ours." So what do you say? Do you say she'ein b'divrei ha'av klum? No. What did we just say? What did Rabbi Yavira just say? The first one is a Yoresh, boom! The daughter's a Yoresh, she keeps it forever. Or do we say, Hekdesh Shiny, Dami Rasala Gavawakim Sirasala Hedyot? Do we say, no, Hekdesh, we're gonna have it on Amid Beis. Hekdesh works automatically. The second you say Hekdesh, is as if it goes. V'yod, Kol She'omer Nechasa L'cha V'erecha L'ploni Me'achshav, Ein L'Rishon Olach Yilas Peiris. That's the whole question. So the Rashba says, Hadin Im Habas. The daughter gets it. Bein Machra, Bein Lo Machra. And then he says, don't compare it to other cases. He says, Shalom Amru, what about Mesiras al-Gavor, Mesiras al-Hedyot? No. It's very important for that sugya. That only means that you could get away without a Hemaisa Kinyan. That's all it means. Mesiras al-Gavor, Mesiras al-Hedyot. It's easier to give it. But it's not a rule breaker for other rules. El Amru, Amru al-Gavor, Mesiras al-Hedyot, Le'inyan Shihei, Le'kol Dinav, Kimasar, Mamashli, Agizbar, El Inyan Kniya Belvad Amru. V'lomer davagav dehedyo lo kana achi yimshocho achi yachzik a hedyo nizak kenyan hektish kona ba'amir ba'alma, and therefore benidush lefanenu zachsa habas b'kolon achasim, and the fact that the av wants to be mafsek to give it to hektish lomer klum, and he continues for 10 pages arguing with the ra'ah. The ra'ah holds no. It goes to hektish, and the Rashba says no way.
Directly around.
What? After the daughter. And he keeps going for 10 pages. Wonderful. Why is this so important? Why is this going to change our lives? Because Who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch? So Rove in the world today, I would say, and even throughout history, including the likes of Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Shach and others, all and the Ramah, all assume that the Sefer HaChinuch, the anonymous Sefer HaChinuch, where all we know is that it was written from a Yeled Zakunim in Barcelona. That's all it says in the Hakdama, was written by the Rav Aaron Alevi, one of the Rebbeim of the Ritva, a contemporary of the Rashba. Right, that's what we think, that's what we assume. But if you look in Mitzvah Tuf of the Sefer HaChinuch in Dinei Nachlis, he quotes this issue, and he says, V'gdola mizos lamadnu morenu yishmarem kel barayos chazakos ubaruros. My Rebbeim have taught me, with many proofs, sha'afilu ha'omer l'misha roi l'yoshar, nechasei l'cha v'acharecha l'hektish. If you say, my nechasei go to you, and afterwards the hektish, sha'ha'yoresh zoche b'nechasim. The Yorish gets it. The Yesh lo lo mochor and alasas when kol chepsas nafsho. The Ein koach behektish lo olam lo siyem yad lo keach umakabu matanam and atam shekos avnu. Arei hela hu kemaktish nechse yacherim. Says if you're trying to be maktish somebody else's property and therefore it doesn't work, it for sure, says the Sefer HaChinuch, goes to the person. The Yarech ha'inyan imbasi lichtov akol. If I continue at length, you know, it would take me 10 pages. Velomi malecha sifrihu. Vim tiske bini, vitifrosh michmuras bayama talmud, hitalacha akol. Hopefully my son will finish up the job for me. That's the Sefer HaChinuch here. So what do you see? This chinuch is mamish, totally like the Rashba, against the Ra'ah. This is just one example. If you look in the Hakdama, if you've never read it, I suggest reading it. In the Hakdama to the, you know, the New Mechas Chinuch, the Machon Yerushalayim. So in the Hakdama there, Rav David Metzger writes the Hakdama there, and he talks about who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. All we have is, Ani Hadal Ba'alfei Talmud HaTalmidim Shebizmani Ish Yehudi Mibes Levi Barceloni. That's all we have. And most assume that it was the Ra'ah, right, the Bar Plokta. And this is what, who says, who holds this way? The Ramah, the Shach, the Prichadish, the Primagadim, the Admeach, the Rabbi Akiva Eger, and others. Came along the Chidah. He was the first. Chaim Yossi Zavid Azulai, the Birke Yosef, the Chidah. Who says? I don't think so. Because there are many places in the Sefer HaChinuch where he takes issue with the Ra'ah. Not the Ra'ah, but the Ra'ah Shita. Because also many times he quotes the Ramban, and he quotes, when he quotes the Ramban, he quotes Zal, and when he quotes Mori, he says Yishmerehu Kel. Meaning, the Ramban is not Mori. And the Ramban was one of the Moris of the Ra'ah. It's not only that. You look in our piece that we just read, he quotes both of them in the same paragraph. He quotes Mori and the Ramban in the same paragraph in Mitzvah Tuf. So they're obviously two different people. Besides that, he quotes, again, and this is a very important halacha l'maisa, because we know there's a halacha in Choshen Mishpah called Kimli. If you're holding like a certain number of poskim, you're allowed to say Kimli like there are the Sefer HaChinuch. And I have these three poskim on my side. So, is Sefer HaChinuch and the Ra'ah, they one person or two people? Halacha l'maisa, it's important to know. But he quotes here from originally the Chidah, but who really took this to the next level, Ephraim Zalman Margolius, in the Rosh Ephraim, right, from a number of years ago, he says, it's definitely not the Ra'ah. Because there are many machlokos, and he quotes here, if you want to look it up, 14 places, at least. He says, sometimes you could say, you know what? What do you mean? The Ramban contradicts himself sometimes, and the Rashi contradicts himself. Yes. They contradict themselves. But as he points out, these places that he quotes are mahuti, shitos. It's not just like a little bit. This is not mutter asur. What's the halacha? And if you have 20 places, and if you know it's the same person, okay, kash, it's a stira. But here you don't even know for sure. So he assumes, Hari lefaneinu lamala me'asa stiras bein sefer HaChinuch l'sefrei Ra'ah, she'ein lohem piruk. And therefore, there's no reason to assume, and we have to assume all we know. What we know for sure is that it is a Talmud of the Rashba. It seems to be a Talmud of the Rashba, like an art we just quoted, and it could be, this is the suggestion of some, the Ra'ah's brother, Rav Pinchas Alevi, who was also one of the Rebbeim of the Ritva. The Ritva also quotes Rav Pinchas Alevi sometimes, the brother of the Ra'ah. That's a suggestion. That's a suggestion. Who was the older brother and one of the Rebbeim of the Ra, one of the Rebbeim of the Rashba. But that is something. Feel free to look at all of these contexts. Fascinating. Just to come to Daf Yomi today for this Ha'ara, for this discussion, you know, changes our world outlook. Sefer HaChinuch. I'm going to Sefer HaChinuch with my daughter. So I told her last night after doing this whole thing. I always thought, most people thought it was the Rashba. I said, well, learn Sefer HaChinuch today. She's like, oh, Rabbi, the Ra'am. I'm like, no, you can't say that anymore. Right? Because as a many Achronim think it's the Ra'am. We're not going to argue on Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Pre-Buradim and the Pre-Chadash and the Ramah. Right? But at least there's what to talk about based on our Gemara that maybe it's not the Ra'am. Okay, Baruch Hashem. I expect to get many emails about these comments. Okay, here we go. A lot to talk about. I'm at base. Hahu to Amar Lechavre. Vaiter, Hahu to Amar Lechavre, Nechase Lecha, Vacharech Leploni. Somebody says to their friend, my Nechasim should go to you, and they have words to Ploni, Verishon Lo Eliyarsho. And as we said, the first one was Lo Eliyarsho, Havi Shachiv Rishon, also Sheni Katava. The first one died, and the second one's coming to collect. Sover of Ilish, Kameh Derav Lameimar. Rav Ilish says, one second, Shady Nami Shokal. So Rav Ilish thought to say, give it to the second one. Against of what we just said. So Amar Leh. So Rav said to him, no, Dayone Dechatzatzta Hachi Daini. Judges who split do this. The Rashbam says, if you're a Pshara type of guy because you don't know the halacha, and you just want to split it, yeah, you'll say, okay, give it to him, give him some, give him half, but that's wrong. Lav hainu deshalach Rav Acha bar Rav Avya. Isn't that what we just said in the previous Amud? That if the first one is royal Yarsho, Yerusha ain't lahafsik. So the second one gets nothing. So Ichsif, he was very embarrassed. He's very embarrassed. So Kar, why was he embarrassed? Because Rav Ilish thinks to himself that Rava now thinks that he gets everything wrong. Oh, you came here to save the day, but you probably think that I get everything wrong. I just today you were able to save it. So Kariela Rava appeases him, says, no. Ani Hashem bi'ita achishana. Meaning bi'ita achishana, we'll talk about the Mashiach. But he's like, no, I know you always get it right. And this must have been your only mistake. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka put me here now to protect you. Be'ita achishena. That's how the Rashbam understands the Gemara. The Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Chanana with a little different shot. No, what does he say? A very different shot. He quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. He says, V'hanachon kepir Rabbeinu Chananel. Lo techalei mipnei shelo matza adayin chachma gedola kechachmas hagedolim. You haven't reached chachma yet. Don't worry about it. Why? Ki kishetagia lizman she'ataroi lakach. When you get to that stage, what's that stage? When you turn 40. Tahainu arbaim shana. When you turn 40, yachish lecha Hashem ba'osa shah ha'chachma ha'ru'ya ke'echad ha'gdolim. V'zeh pirish nachon. Right? Ben Abraham Labina. So Rav Ilish, imagine the Amorama less than 40. Right? Right? He says, you'll get there. Wait till you're 40. Wait till you're 40 and then you'll have true chachma. Some of us have reached there, some of us have not reached there yet. But we should all be zoche in our 40s to be able to have true chachma. But that's what he says to Rav Ilish. He says, don't worry, you're not 40 yet. You're not 40 yet. You don't have to be so worried. You know, you're Rav Ilish even though you're not 40 yet. Amazing. But that's the Rabbeinu Chananel in the Ritva. Right here, Bava Basra, Kuf Lamed Gimel. Okay, there's a lot to say about Pshara. A lot to say about Pshara. But I'm not going to say it right now because you can look at Rav Soloveitchik. Has a beautiful piece on Pshara in Volume 1 of Reflections of the Rav. The difference between Pshara and Din, or that Pshara is a form of Din. Pshara Halacha L'maisa is also something important to talk about, but right now I'll just mention one point, and that's the Rashbam here has another Pshat to Dayane Chatzatzta. Dayane Chatzatzta, so Pashtus, it means, first he says, it means you're doing Pshara because you don't know what exactly to do, so therefore, you split it. But then he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel PRH, Chatzatzta means Beis HaKvaros. What does that mean? You see the first skinny line. Judges of the cemetery. What does that mean? Very unclear. So the Marsha explains it. The Marsha here says, it means that you're judging, you're trying to judge based on what the father who's already died, who's in the cemetery, who wanted to give it V'acharecha L'ploni. That's what he means. You're like a judge in the cemetery. You're trying to go through the one who's already died. So just a pshat. What does Rabbeinu Rashbam mean? The Marsha here explains it. Okay, beautiful. So Beita Chishana, Rashbam, Rabbeinu Chananel, a lot of great things. Sefer HaChinuch, age 40. One more thing coming up today to take home. You got to take home everything, but there's one more One more great thing coming up. Hakosev esachas of lacherim. Somebody gives all their property away to somebody else. V'hiniach es banav, and he didn't leave his son, his children, a cent. Masha asa asui ela ein ruach chachamim nochemenu. Right, what you do is done, but you really, chachamim are not happy. Meaning you didn't leave any Yerusha. We discussed this back in the beginning of the parak, Daf Kuf Ches. All the way back then, about nowadays. What do we do nowadays? Shtar Chatzi Zachar, and trying to give the daughter some, and not giving away everything. So we discussed that then. How to take this into account. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Im lo hayu banadogim geshura, zachur latov. If a person has Rishoyim as children, then he's allowed to give it away. What are the Tanakama? Does the Tanakama say you're not allowed to do it even if your children are not good or not? Tashma, the Yosef ben Yoezer, Hayelo Bench, Loyanoi Keshura. Yosef ben Yoezer had a child who was not acting properly. Havile Ilsa the Dinre, he had a purse of money. Kam Akdasha. He got up and he gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, you want this purse of money? I'm not giving it to you. So he gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. Ozel Nasiv Bas Godil Kalili Dini Demalka. What happened? His son went and married the daughter of the weaver of the crown, the Yanai Malka. The weaver of the crowns of Yanai. Meaning a very rich girl. Olida Debisu, and then they had a child. Zavin La Benase. And he bought his wife a fish. Right, I guess, Yoldos like fish. Kara, she ripped it open. Ashka by Magalisa, found the pearl in there. Awa Yosef Moker Shabbos. Right? He found the pearl in there. And Amrale Lo Tamti Lamalka. She said, you know what? Don't bring this to the king. The Shakli La Minach, but to make Khalil. They'll give you a very low price for it. You give this jewel, they'll rip you off. Zil Amti Lagabi Gizbri. Bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Because they'll give you, you know, the proper amount. They're true. Velotis Amiat. And also, you don't estimate what you want. Why? Because the second that you estimate and you accept in your mind to get a certain amount, then you wrestle a gabalk and you wrestle a head yot. Right? Then it'll be it. That'll be all that you'll be able to get. I'm wrestle a gabalk and you wrestle a head yot. Ella, l'shemu eno. Let them estimate it because they'll give you the best deal. Amte, so he brought it to them, shamu, but slaser ilasa de dinre. They said, oh, it's worth 13 purses of coins. So amrele, and they said to him, sheva ika shisleka. The Beis HaMikdash treasury only has 7. And this is worth 13 purses. So I don't know what to do. We can't afford it. So Amalu, he says to them, Sheva Havalishis Harayim Mukdash L'Shamayim. You know what? Just give me 7. 6 you could keep. So he gave the value of 6 purses of money to the Beis HaMikdash. Amdu V'kasvu. So they wrote, Yosef Ben Yoezer Hichnes Achas Ubino Hichnes Shesh. Right? The father gave 1 purse, the son gave 7. Right? You think your son's so bad, look how much stucker your son gave. Right? So that's what he says. Or, that's one version, V'ika da'amri, or others say, no. Others say that, what do you see from the story? That he was still a Rasha. He didn't leave him a cent? He didn't leave a dime in the treasury. Ika da'amri, Yosef ben Yoezer hechnes achas, ubeno hosi sheva. Right? He didn't leave them a dime. So mida ka'amri hechnes mechlad ha'shaper ovid. Adar avid, mida ka'amri hosi mechlad ha'lav shaper ovid. So, what do you prove? He was bad, so what do you prove from the story? Depending on the version. Ella meha leka lamashma mina. So there is no raya either way. Again, Amirosla Vok, Amirosla Hedyot is a huge topic. Just to mention the beautiful makar that the Yerushalmi quotes for the din. Why is it easier to be mocked or something? So the Yerushalmi in Kiddushin, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, quotes, Lashem Haaretz Maloa. Really, everything in the world belongs to Hashem. He lets us have it for a certain amount of time. But the second that we want to try to give it back to him in the Beis HaMikdash is very easy. Because it's going back to its natural habitat, so to speak. Its natural place. The Rashbam here quotes a makor, a pasuk. The last 4 skinny lines in the Rashbam. Kidechsev ish ki yakdish v'chulu, mosis v'zakad ishmar v'yasisa. So he quotes a makor for it. But what I want to talk about before we finish, that is a tshuva of the Rashba. A tshuva of the Rashba. Another tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba was asked, look at this. It is in Chelek Aleph, Tof Kuf Pei Aleph, 581. The Rashba always said, Reuven had a house that bordered the shul. It connected to the shul. So Reuven said, you know what, I want to be a Nadvan. So Reuven moved out of his house, and he gave his house for the shul to expand in. So they knocked down the wall. So now Reuven's house, the whole room, it's all expanded. Reuven now, on the sha'ar of the doorway that went from his house, he wants to write his name. He wants to write his name. Reuven Shar. He wants some credit. He wants a big plaque on the wall. And the people said, what do you mean? They went to the Rashba. Is there any place in Judaism for plaques on the wall of shuls when it comes to donations? Reuven wants his name on the wall. Says the Rashba, Eini ro'eh sho yuchlu hatzibur la'akev min adin. I don't see any reason how the tzibur could prevent the plaque going on the wall. V'lo min ha'ra'ui. It is not appropriate not to put a plaque. I mean, he put one there. Why? Ki ha'makdish v'ha'boneh mishelo la'shamayim mi ma'akev al yado mi la'haskir shmo b'shelo b'hekdesho. V'od b'kama makomos b'kihilas ha'kodesh no'agim kein. Says the Rashba, you find it all over the place. Find it all over the place. Gambib Komenu, who katuv bekosal ahechol, vizumides lachamimi, umides vasikin, kidei litain schar lasos mitzvah, umides hatorahu, it's a mid of the Torah, shiko seves, umufarsemes osa mitzvah. The Torah all the time is mefarsem people who do mitzvos. Vima Torah astakain, trichinonu lahalech acharmidos eshal Torah, shin darchinoam. Where do you see it? The Torah says, vayishma ruven vayatzileum yadam. Why? We're being a farsi ruven's mitzvah. By Boaz. But it says they did the mitzvah. V'chein kama gdola maisat stocha vasiyas mitzvah shekasu ha-Nevi'im b'sefer nevuah. All throughout Nevi'im. And the Medrash we all know, if Aaron knew that it was going to be recorded, he would have done more. And if Boaz knew he would have been recorded. Right, so what do you see from there? So he quotes many, many rayas. And then he quotes one Gemara. One Gemara. He quotes 10 rayas from Torah, one Gemara. Perakish Dochlan Kuflam and Gimel. What does it say after he gave all this? It says, Amdu v'kasvu. Yosi ben Yoezer hikdash achas beno hikdash eish. Mikana talamed, shayinu agin lichtov kein b'shemos ha-makdishin l'shamayim, lios l'chem l'zikaren tov, al-mitzvahs, v'leftoach delas la'osei mitzvahs. Play on words there. V'leftoach delas la'osei mitzvahs. Right? To make other people do. So you think of the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to have the blank doorway. I don't know, maybe it says the Nicanor doors there. Right? Right above, you know the story. But this is the Rashba. You think it's just the Rashba, it is a Ramah. Just get my Shulchan Aruch. It's in right when you walk into the other room straight ahead. Sorry, I forgot the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes this. The Ramah quotes this straight ahead. Straight ahead, under the window. The Ramah quotes this in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Tzedaka. He quotes this Rashba based on our Gemara. Thank you. Says the Ramah, there are kolpanim in Hilchos Tzedaka. Lo yispa'er ha'adam b'tzedaka shenosein. Don't be so proud. I think you're such a great guy. V'yemispa'er lo dai she'ena makabel schar elafilu ma'anishenoso aleha. You can't think of yourself, be arrogant about it. But, mikol makom, mi shemakdish davar l'tzedaka, mutar lo sheyichtov shmo alav, sheyehe lo lezikaron, v'ra'ui la'asos kein. Shuvas HaRashba. Shuvas HaRashba. Says the Taz, you know why this is? So people can't use it for a different purpose. That's what the Taz says. Says the Shach, what are you talking about? Look at the Rashba. He says what the reason is. The reason is to give some credit to the people who do the mitzvahs and to inspire other people to do mitzvahs. That's what it is. That's what the Shach says here in the Nekudas Sagasef. He says, look at the Rashba. It's to give credit. Finally, just one other Ha'ara, that the Pischei Tshuva here quotes the Tshuvas Emunah Shmuel. There was a case where Reuven was a gabbai of a shul. And that he arranged for the shul to get repainted and redone. He collected money from everybody. He ordered the painters. He did everything. And at the end of the whole process, he wanted to put his name on it. Organized and done by Reuven the Gabbai. So there, the Emunah Shmuel says, no, he can't do that. Now, you can't take credit just for being the askan. Right? If you do it, if you donate it, he says, Reuven Heshev, Shigam, Hagam Shigavisi, Amos, Mekal, Meacher Shetarachti, Bisho Besakneses, Kedin, Yichtov Shmielov. The Ode, Meacher, and then he did it. And like a few months later, they complained about it. They said, oh, I have a chazak already, it's already up. Right? So he says, so he has to know, Hadina Makal, Tadavka Hecha Shasa Ba'atzmo, Bagufo, Bamamun Shalo, Yishlo Schus Lichtov Shmolov, Velobiki Agavna, Shloasa Ba'atzmo, Raksachar Polin, Bamo Staka, Vigamashaton, Yishlo Chazaki, no Klum, Verushus, Biyadam, Limchok. Anyway, this is it. The Gra says, what's the marker for this? Yishlochlin, Kuf Klam and Gimel, and the Medrash Rus about Boaz, but this is about taking, again, this is not a mocker that everybody should walk around, I'm the greatest person in the world, look what I did, but in terms of somebody wanting to have their name on an aron, have their name on anything, this is the mocker in Shas, right here. So what did we do today? We had who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. We had when you're 40 years old, you get some bina. And number three, we have the getting some credit and putting up a plaque. Let's just do three more lines. My havi Allah, what's the halacha lamaisa tashma damalei shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Shinina. I'll read it, even though we could talk about it for an hour. Lo tehevi be'avuri achsanta. Don't be one who passes over Yerusha v'yafilu mibrabisha labratava, even from a bad son to a good son. V'kolshkei mibralabarta, surely from a son to a daughter. Meaning, don't change Yerusha. You never know what's going to be. As we know, who knows what the grandchildren are going to be. The poskim talk about, this might not apply if the son is a mumar. If the son is a mumar apikoris, maybe not. But if he is a Yehudi, if he's, you know, maybe not the greatest, but still, one shouldn't do that. Okay, we'll have to stop here. I'll just leave you with a question, and that is, there are seven answers to this. We're not going to do it. Seven answers to the question of how Avraham could leave Yishmael out of the Yerusha. So that is a question that all the early Achronim ask. How could Avraham do that? Maybe he was from a Pelegesh, not really Yerusha. Many different answers given. He took himself out of the Yerusha. He was an Apikoros, right? All the different answers given. But we'll have to stop here. Enjoy tomorrow when the Gemara talks about the 80 Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, including Yonas ben Uziel, who had birds flying over him and burning up. This was a Gemara in Sukkah also. So I don't remember. I have to think back to the Gemara in Sukkah, whether it was on a Shabbos or not. If not, it'll be online from the Gemara in Sukkah. Okay, by the Hashem, we will continue. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. Today's shiur again was Leilu Nishmas, Yosef Rafael ben Isar.